Never seen the sky so blue. The birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
Mm, it's a sunny day.
Sunny day now.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. Call me illogical, I just don't care. Hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
It's just a sunny day.
Yeah. Hey.
It's the KSL Greenhouse. Expert tips for flowers, trees, gardens, and soil. Our hosts are Maria Chaleos and Ton Bettis on KSL News Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse Show. And what a perfect day to get out in the yard and do some gardening. Just perfect weather for the weekend. We are coming to you today from Advanced Window Products, 3052 South, 460 West. We know people are excited about getting out in their yards and getting excited about making sure that their homes look their best. So we are out here today. You can come see us. Pick up a KSL Greenhouse shirt. T-shirts. We have very few shirts usually for this program, but we have a few with us today. So if you're excited about the Greenhouse Show and you'd like one of our t-shirts, you can come out and see us again at 3052 South 460 West. Ton, I have a lot of planting to do, and one of the things I'm going to be planting is crabapple trees. And this morning, the plant of the week, crabapple trees. And what do you see as being the big value? I think they're gorgeous, but what is the big value in planting crabapple trees?
Well, I have seen a lot of them around. Obviously, some of them are starting to bloom. But they are often referred to as the poor man's dogwood tree. And if you've ever seen the dogwoods in the southeast and then the Pacific Northwest, they're gorgeous trees, and they come in whites and pinks and reds. And the crab apples hold their own in this area, and plus the dogwoods won't grow here, but they do really well in our soils, and they do really well as far as drought tolerance. Now, they won't survive usually with zero water, but for Utah, they are a very adapted tree.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like they've come a long way. There are a lot of different types of varieties, varieties that don't drop the fruit like some of the others.
Yeah, the term is called persistent. That means the fruit sticks to the tree. And I actually have a couple of crab apples in my park strip that I planted there because they don't overwhelm the areas. They grow. The ones I have are royal raindrops, which are a purple leaf tree with dark pink blossoms on mm-hmm. them. The fruit that does develop on this particular tree is only a quarter of an inch, and it truly just sticks to the tree. What I've noticed is that the fruit will be on the tree most of the winter, and then one day I'll show up and it's just gone because birds en masse have come in and just cleaned it off. And I don't know why it is. It could be late winter and a lot of the food sources are gone, mm-hmm. but they are truly clean trees. Now, there's a growing number of crab apples that are virtually fruitless. These include one called like Marilee, and then Prairie Rose and Raspberry Spear. That one has persistent fruit, but then Spring Snow is the most common one. And so between the persistent and the nearly fruitless crab apples, there's at least available from local garden centers 15 to 20 that you can choose from. And if you have areas where you don't mind if the fruit drops, so if you are planting in areas where you have an understory or you have ground cover and that doesn't matter, then from local garden centers, you know, between say Payson and Brigham City, you might find upwards of 100 varieties of crab apples.
And they are just beautiful this time of year. The minute they start blooming, they're just incredible trees.
They are. They bloom anywhere from early to mid-April through May, depending on the variety. And they rarely get iron chlorosis, and so we like to plant them, you know, not only in the bench areas, but if you live closer to the lakes, they generally do just fine, and they're usually disease resistant. And I think the biggest one that we need to be cautious about is called fire blight, but most of them I see growing rarely get fire blight. If they do, it hasn't been too problematic. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned that a lot of people plant them in park strips because they stay to a smaller size. How about a more manageable size?
A manageable size, yes. They, depending on the crab apple, and there are actually weeping forms out there that only get 6 to 8 feet high and wide. There are there's actually one called lollipop, but there's lollipop styles that are very rounded and get anywhere from 6 to 10, maybe 15 feet mm-hmm. in a perfect globe shape. And then there's others that form the standard crabapple trees. But the maximum size is going to be around 20 to 25 feet, which is very acceptable for a park strip situation.
What is the life of a crabapple?
A crabapple tree should last anywhere from 35 to 50 years. And they can...
So if I'm planting one now, it's going to last my lifetime.
It will.
Yes. All right.
It will. And the biggest thing to be aware of when you're shopping for crabapples, because I was hesitant about these trees for years and years, but it is, you need to find one that, if you're putting it in a high traffic area, that is either fruitless or has persistent fruit, because I grew up cleaning crab apples.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. And it turned me, no matter how beautiful they were, I swore I would never have a crab apple in my yard until I started learning more about them and the new breeding projects that have occurred for persistent fruit and fruitless trees. And so there's a whole new world out there as compared to 30 or 40 years ago, because I would be out in my yard just grumbling, you know, filth and foul and filch, I hate this tree. And, you know, a couple of times a week before school, my dad would be like, get out there with the rake and the snow shovel, it's messy again, and I'm going to mow tonight, or you're going to mow tonight, but you need to clean them up. And, oh, I got so tired of that. But there's so many new crab apples out there that really deserve a shot.
Okay. Number to call with your questions, 801-575-8255. You can text us 57500. You can also learn more about crab apples. We have put up an article on the KSL Greenhouse Facebook page. I mentioned just a moment ago that we are at Advanced Window Products. Jake Weber is with us this morning. Jake, it's wonderful to be out here to your showroom.
What a treat.
I've already opened and closed all the sliders and the windows and checked out all the pet doors.
You're checking everything out in the showroom. I'm happy to hear that.
That's
We take a lot of pride in what we do here, and having just a showroom where our homeowners can come in and just see the product that we offer. And what sets us apart is really you walk in the showroom, and just to the back, you'll see that's where we manufacture. So all of the windows that when you buy windows from us, they are being manufactured here locally. We're the manufacturer. We cut out that middleman. And so there's benefits there. Are immense, one of those being price. We cut out the middleman and you get a better price. And then also with a lifetime warranty, we manufacture everything. So if there's ever any issue, say 5-10 years down the road, you can sleep peacefully at night knowing that if something were to ever happen with your windows, we are here to fix them.
Now you're not going to pass the buck.
We're not going to pass the buck.
If they call and say, this is happening with my window, you're not going to say, well, that was the manufacturer.
Oh, that's manufacturer defect. Yeah. We're like, oh, that's your third-party installation. That's the issue. It's we take accountability for everything that we do.
Okay. Great quality. And I love that this is a family-owned business and you guys work as a team. Got all the experts here to help folks.
Yeah, that's right. So we have, again, today, Rob is going to be answering any phone call. So if anyone has any questions, any of your listeners, if they've even thought about windows, please call. And Rob will be on the other line, and he's been doing windows he's a factory rep of ours and been in the game for 25 years. And so he can answer any of your questions. And really what I encourage homeowners to do is to call us and get one of our factory reps out to your home, and they will do an audit of your current windows. And you call today, that's going to be a free audit that he'll perform. He'll look through all of your windows and just tell you, If you need new windows, maybe you don't need new windows, or maybe you just have a couple seal failures with your glass and you just need new glass, but he'll be able to come out and educate you and tell you what you need. And then on the spot, he'll be able to tell you, hey, this is what the pricing is looking like. This is what it's going to cost if you want new windows. Here's all of our financing options. You'll have all of that in front of you, that within 45 minutes of him arriving. And there's no pressure. It's really just one of those where we want any of the homeowner to be educated on what they're how they're improving their home.
I actually hope they'll come out to the showroom, because it's a big difference to just sit and touch the product.
I completely
see
agree.
How the windows close.
Our best customers come to the showroom first and look at everything, just so they know exactly what they're getting. And they're able to ask questions about the product, and just knowing it kind of creates a little more excitement too. Once you place that order for the new windows, and when they're going in,
plus they can get
getting.
A greenhouse T-shirt while they last.
Look at that!
Right?
Look at that! How can you beat that?
Right. So let's give them the number to call. So the number 801-850-9100. Right.
Yes, that's correct.
They can go to your website. You have a great website, and see all of your products there at advancedwindows.com. And I hope they'll come out and see us here in the showroom. We're at 3052 South 460 West. We're going to take a break. Come back with your calls and questions. Number to call 801-575-8255. Text us 575-00. Good morning, and thank you for spending your Saturday morning with the KSL Greenhouse. Maria Chaleos, Ton Bettis with you, taking your calls and your questions. And I'm taking a look at our text this morning, and the first person would like to know, they would like a quick guide to bringing their one-year-old grapevine into summer. Is there anything you have to do with grapevines?
Let it grow.
It's like they're, for me, the least hands-on of plant. Well, you do have to trim it back so they don't take
you
over.
You do. But in the first year, once it's planted, you need to train, in essence, a trunk. And so it may try to start with three or four vines,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to select for one, and as it grows, you're going to train it up a post, and when it starts getting into the height you want. But the first few years, you're really focusing on getting that trunk established.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next person would like to know, they say their red bud is bleeding sap where it was pruned on one spot, and they're wondering what they should do about that.
Nothing. I thought about some snarky answer about around the tree. Or
they actually like your snarky answers. They don't want me to correct you. So
but
whatever you want to do is fine.
I just leave it alone. What happens in the spring is that the roots are absorbing so much water, and we do have a lot of available soil moisture. And so there's really positive pressure at the roots. And when you prune, that conductive tissue no longer is sealed off at that point. And so because of that positive pressure, it will drip sap. And sometimes it will for a couple of weeks, but it isn't really detrimental to the tree.
Next person would like to know, do you think it's too early to put out their hummingbird feeder? I think it's too cold still, right?
It's still a bit cold. I would give it another 2 or 3 weeks.
How about, is it too late to prune a peach tree?
Get it done.
This person says they already have an infestation of blister mites in a Bartlett pear. They did spray dormant oil, but they're wondering what they should do now.
I've seen a lot of blister mites out already, and I don't know if it's going to be their year.
What do they look like? I mean,
they,
what is that?
They initially will put red blisters or red splotches on the leaves, especially down the midrib of the leaf, and these spots eventually turn to a black color, and hence the name blister mite.
Okay.
And for several years, the tree can tolerate them before they hit levels that they become too damaging. And generally, a dormant spray will knock a lot of them out, but if they're already in the leaves, then in the evening or morning, we want to time this when we're not going to be getting rain, but a horticultural soap to keep them out of the new growth would be the next step.
Okay. Emma is on the line in Kaysville. Good morning, Emma. What was your question this morning?
Good morning. I am putting in some new raised beds, and watched a video online about hubiculture, about kind of layering things, just not completely filling it with soil. So I'm wondering what kind of branches I can put in there. So I have kind of a list. We've trimmed and pruned apple tree, grapevines, and blackberries. I don't know if those are red. They're still, you know, recently pruned. If I put those in there, are they going to sprout, or are they safe to use?
They're not going to sprout. The ones that would be most likely to sprout are willow and cottonwood, because they just by their nature drop branches, and if those branches are still green, they may root out and then grow new trees.
Okay, what about my peach tree that's been dead from some kind of disease for like a long time?
I don't know that I would put it in there. You should also be aware that hugel culture in Utah isn't the same as the Pacific Northwest.
You know,
even with regular water, those branches are going to take a long time to break down, and the processes you're looking for are going to take longer. And so it's not that it isn't recommended for Utah, it's just we're a different area with our arid climate, low humidity, and so it will probably be fine, but just because we're not cycling that material as fast, it is something that, you know, it's not breaking down as fast that you're going to need to be aware of.
Okay. So in our climate, you know, unless your bed is really tall and you're in a really wet area or something, you would recommend doing just sort of soil and a good compost?
That would be fine. I mean, if you wanted to try hugel culture, there's nothing wrong with doing it. It's just that the branches won't break down as quickly. And you're going to want a good layer of at least 6 inches deep on top of the branches so that they have plenty to root into. And
sure.
So, I mean, it's fine. And there's not a lot of people doing it. And so there's not a long track record of it, but there's nothing inherently wrong. It's just likely going to take a lot longer for things underneath your soil where you're growing to break down.
And what about other things that you would normally put in just a compost pile to break down, like, you know, kitchen waste and stuff like that?
Those are fine. Are you going to be putting those into your hugel culture beds or a separate compost pile?
That's what I'm wondering. Is it okay to put them into the hugel culture bed?
It is. You're doing something called slow composting, and you just go in between plants, dig 6 or 8 inches deep, put it in, and cover it up. That's totally fine. You're not going to overwhelm the system, and it's just they will break down.
Okay. Is there anything else that I should know? I haven't had my soil tested, but... you know, can I use some of my garden soil to put on top of that?
If you do, mix it with lots of compost. So,
okay.
We're running up against a break, so we really
appreciate
your call.
Sure, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for your call this morning. And we are coming to you this morning from Advanced Window Products. Jake Weber, Nate Orchard with us this morning to talk about this fun showroom. We're out at the showroom today, so we hope you'll come out and see us. It's at 3052 South, 460 West. And so, Nate, I'm going to pick on you this morning.
Let's do it.
Tell folks what they're going to see when they come out to your showroom.
Yeah, when you walk in, you'll see a variety of windows that we have, right, from single sliders, single hungs, double hungs, a variety of products that really fit the mold of your home and what you're looking for. You have glass with grids, without grids, really anything that you're looking for as far as a design. And all we ask is that you call or come into our showroom so you can see visually what it is that you're trying to put into your home and allow one of our specialists to really customize that look for you.
So, Jake, you guys are the specialists. When people are looking at windows, how do they decide? I mean, I just decide from the feel and how they close and open. But what are you looking for when you're looking for a good quality window?
So that's it's a question that we get often. Most homeowners, you look at a window is a window. You can't really tell the difference. You just see the vinyl or the wood along with the
glass. So you're sitting next to it and air's coming through it.
Exactly.
That's cold or hot, right?
That's exactly right. Or it's a 5 years, the windows are 5, 10 years old. Oftentimes when it's a lower quality window, you're going to have seal failures between the glass panes, and you'll be able to see some warping or some discoloration of the vinyl, because windows take they take a beating. And what we show our homeowners that when they come in is like a corner sample. You'll see what separates the window, the different chambers that we have in the window. Some of our windows are filled with foam to provide a little more insulation so that your home will be more energy efficient. And the glass that we use is a premium glass. It's from Cardinal IG. It's one of those that we're a great partner with them. And it's a top-of-the-line glass that we use. And so it has three layers of low-E coatings to deflect those the heat, the rays from the sun. So if you have wood floors inside your home, those rays are going to be deflected by that glass. And so it protects your hardwood floors while also keeping your home cooler, especially as we're getting into summer months right now. You know, it's a noticeable difference with what you get with the glass that we provide.
Okay, we know the weather's nice. We know that means people are going to start calling and scheduling. Yeah. This is, they really have to call now and get on the books, right?
Yeah, and that's all we ask is just call, allow one of our specialists to come out and just educate you, right? And if you looked at other window companies, just please give us an opportunity to come in and educate you on our product, our vinyl, our glass. I mean, listen to you guys talk about the compost and all this stuff just gets me excited to get to go, you know, working in my yard. Right. And so, but we can educate you on the titanium dioxide that we have in our vinyl, that's in our vinyl, that reflects the sun out, that keeps our frames from warping. Like you may see homes over time, the sun really takes a beating on those frames and causing it to warp. But I mean, education is everything, so allow one of our specialists to come out and just inform you on our product.
All right. We need to go to the bottom of the hour news, but before we do that, I want to give the phone number to make sure people know the number to call. Call with your questions, 801-850-9100. You can go to advancedwindows.com or come see us. We're at 3052 South 460 West.
The Greenhouse Show on KSL News Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with the KSL Greenhouse. Maria and Ton with you, taking your calls, taking your questions. 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500. Dee is on the line in Camas. Good morning, Dee. What was your question this morning?
Good morning. The snow melted off our grass finally up here in Camas, and the lawn was real, looked like I needed to rake it. So I raked it all over and got, oh, tons of old grass up, even though I mowed it last fall. But these little trails, like mice or something, it just ruined my lawn. It just went all over it, and they've made trails all over, and it looked like they've been eating the roots or something. I don't know what the heck to do about it. I've never seen anything like this before.
You have meadow voles. They will make tracks in the lawn. It's almost like you could run little matchbox cars through the tracks.
Right.
And
like,
so they get under the snow because they're very adverse to coming out in the open because they don't want to get picked off by a cat or a hawk or a fox or whatever. And so they will come out at night when people aren't around, but they love to be under the snow. And one thing that they do is they will girdle trees. And so not only do they tear up your lawn, but if you go to your trees, a lot of times under the snow line, they will gnaw the bark off all the way up to the top of the snow. So that may be something you want to look at just to make sure they didn't do it. But at this point, there's nothing you can do right now besides help your lawn recover. So a fertilization where you have the tracks, you might be able to put down just a little bit of soil if you have a garden area, or if you just wanted to buy some bagged soil, you can fill those tracks up and the lawn will fill in within 4 to 6 weeks. So this fall, well, one option is to buy like 500 cats.
No, man.
Don't
do that.
Well,
there's enough wild animals up here.
The next thing to do, if you don't want 500 cats, is to, starting in late summer to into fall before snow flies, when everything browns out, so the lawn's brown but you still don't have snow, you can get bait, and you would put this bait inside PVC pipe, and you want to put it around the perimeter of your yard every 8 to 12 feet. And you want pipe wide enough because these things are about mouse size, but you want them comfortable. And so you get the PVC pipe and you stake it down, and this will protect.
Three quarter inch.
I'd probably go a little wider, at least inch and a quarter, inch and a half. And you want to slide the bait inside the pipe and then peg this pipe down so that it doesn't move. And this will help keep animals away from it you don't want. But you're making a little safe place for these meadow voles to go in and feed. And the prime time to do this is when things have browned out, but there's no snow, and they will go in there and hopefully feed. But you do get years where they cycle. And one year I live in Santa Quinn, and they have a new set of ball fields, and they were trapping thousands of them every few days, and it just wasn't making a dent. And so you can get situations like that, but the bait around the perimeter of the yard in the pipes is going to be your safest bet.
Oh, do I go to a farm store and I'd ask for bait?
Any place like Steve Regan, IFA, Cal Ranch, maybe even local farm stores, local farm stores and garden centers. But any place that you would buy farm and pet supplies from will have several bait options.
We've never had that ever before up here. And
if there's new construction around you, they can run away from the construction to your yard.
Oh, wow.
So that's one possibility, but they do run on anywhere from 3 to 5 or 6 year cycles on the numbers. And so you'll have a bunch of them, and then you may not see them again for 2 or 3 years, and then they're back.
So I guess I got to get it loaded, because it's going to have to take a whole truckload of dirt to smooth over this, I think, because there's so many little trails.
Well, the lawn will fill in on its own, and the only reason you're putting that soil down is to just make it a little more even. But over the period of a season, they will disappear, especially if you put grass seed in the tracks and keep it, you know, especially while it's cool, you know, keep that soil moist. That will help fill in. But if you put a little bit of soil in them, it just will be a little more even quicker.
Oh, thank you. I never heard of such a thing, but I appreciate all your knowledge.
Yeah, if you wanted to do an internet search, USU has some fact sheets on meadow voles. I think it's V-O-L-E-S. My spelling education came from Clearfield High School, and sometimes it's suspect, but I'm just kidding. My Clearfield High teacher said fine, but meadow voles, you can look that up. Colorado State has some useful fact sheets, but they will give you some other strategies too.
Well, thank you for your help.
Thanks, Steve, for your call this morning. Next listener, Ton, would like to know, can you mention the advantages and disadvantages of mulberries?
They're fast growing and they're good shade, but they are very shallowly rooted. And so we had a call last week. Someone, you know, especially if you have a walk behind mower or even a riding mower, when these mulberries get big and they root out and you ride over these roots, it's almost like a buck and bronco. And so You need to take that into account. And this goes for any fast growing tree. And so 10 feet out from the base of the tree, you may just tear the grass out and put some bark mulch down to avoid that. But of the fast growing trees, fruitless mulberry is going to be a little more disease resistant and have a little bit more longevity than, say, a willow or even a cottonwood.
Next listener wants to know, have you changed your mind on no-till gardening?
Well, it depends on who's funding me this week.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. No, the no-till gardening, I've never been against it. I don't mind tilling my soil once in a while. And if you do no-till gardening, you need to know how to prep the soil and make it so that you can plant in it. And if you go into a situation where you have heavy clay, especially new construction, it's going to take 3 or 4 years to start to get that soil back into shape to where you're going to be incorporating lots of compost in the fall, you know, 2 or 3 inches. But I have nothing against no-till gardening. I think it's a great concept. It protects the soil structure. It protects beneficial microorganisms. I also don't have anything against very limited tilling, you know, once or twice a year, if the soil will handle it. And so it's not that I'm pro or against either. I think both methods are great. Michael Caron, who comes on the show 3 or 4 times a year, does no-till gardening, and he is fabulous with it. He grows tomatoes and other vegetables, trees, shrubs, and it's fine. It's just that you need to know how to prep the soil so that it becomes something that's sustainable over a long period of time.
All right. Coming back with more of your calls and questions, you can call us 801-575-8255. Text us at 57500. This morning, we are Advanced Window Products. We are with Nate Orchard and Jake Weber, and we are out here just enjoying this beautiful day, seeing your wonderful products, your windows, your sliders, and, of course, your pet doors. You know, it's funny how pet doors have become such an important factor for people when they're looking at sliders and doors. One second. There you go.
There we go. Homeowners with pets, it's amazing how those pets become the very top priority in someone's life when you have a pet. And so a lot of people, when they're coming in, they're looking at ways to let their pet, dog, cat, in and out of the house. And something that we offer now, that where we build these pet doors that can go in, that can be inserted into your existing sliding glass door, or if you're buying a new door with new windows, you're able to put that insert in a new door as well. And like behind you right here in the showroom, you can see we have them. Like, some people want them in like their windows, like a hung window. We have a casement window here where it could be a couch where your cat comes and goes from that window if it's behind the couch. But these, yeah, pet doors, it's a very popular product.
Well, there are a lot. Their style, it fits with a modern decor, and just looking at them, they're going to be a lot more energy efficient than what you pick up from the local box store.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That energy efficiency, you don't, if you go to a local box store, it's going to be like a little panel that you put in as you close your door. It kind of extends it, so you lose a lot of that efficiency from your door. This goes into your existing sliding glass door. We're able to just remove that glass panel and insert a full glass panel with the pet door built into it, and you don't lose the energy efficiency.
Hey, we've been talking a lot about quality of your products, but what people really need to understand is that lifetime guarantee. How is it that you are able to give them that guarantee on your products?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, really for our listeners, I'd love for them just to call 801-850-9100. Again, we're Advanced Window Products. But as far as the warranty and really what separates us, you know, most companies will offer a 10, 15, 20-year warranty. Granted, we are the factory, and so that's really what separates us, right? There is no, you don't get the runaround. We cut out the middleman. We're your one-stop shop. So if anything ever comes up in the lifetime of your windows, we have customers dating back to the early 90s reaching out because maybe the window's a little harder to operate. So we go out, assess, and make sure we take care of them. But again, peace of mind knowing that we've been here for 37 years and we're not going anywhere anytime soon. And so if anything ever comes up, we're here to take care of you.
Jake, you always have a special for our listeners. Yeah. What have you got for us today?
Yeah, so you'll see, like, here on KSL, there will be ads that are running talking about $2,500. But today, if you call and get on the schedule today, or you come in the showroom today, you're going to speak with Rob, and we're going to give you $3,000 off when you purchase 10 or more windows.
Wow.
And that offer is just, all you have to do is just speak with Rob today, whether in the showroom or over the phone, and that will lock that price in. You don't have to buy today. He'll be able to come out to your house, and he'll do the audit.
Some time reminiscing.
And, and so we'll be able to give you that $3,000 off 10 or more windows.
Okay, let's give the phone number again. Make sure people know where to call. 801-850-9100. You can also go to the website, advancedwindows.com. Come see us in the showroom, though. We have some greenhouse T-shirts to give away. We are at 3052 South 460 West. We'll be right back. Thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse, coming to you from Advanced Window Products this morning, 3052 South, 460 West. Come out and see us. Our next listener, Ton, is wondering, can they still prune their Sensation Box Elder and Green Ash?
The Box Elder, it's getting a little late, but if you have dead or diseased wood, get it out. Otherwise, if it's a safety hazard, I would get it out too. But the actual time to prune your box elder tree is in early February.
Next listener would like to know what kind of shade tree gets 15 to 20 feet tall and would be great in the Nephi area.
A crab apple. There, we talked about them in the 8 o'clock hour if the listener missed that. But there are several of them that are either fruitless or they have persistent fruit that will stick to the tree and the birds just come clean it off in the winter. And so that would be my first recommendation, because they're long lived in the landscape. Once you get them established, they're really low maintenance.
Right. And if you did not hear the plant of the week at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, you can also find that feature on kslpodcast.com when we put the podcast up, or you can find out an article. You can find an article, I should say, on the KSL Greenhouse Facebook page. Break for the top of the hour news, and we'll be back with more from Advanced Window Products.